Hey guys, and welcome to the Vampire Diaries on the Bureau. I'm Keisha, and on the line with me is Kristen. Hi, Kristen. Kristen, are you there? I think we're having some technical issues. Kristen, are you there?
Yes.
Hello. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Okay, so we are going to talk The Vampire Diaries, I Carry Your Heart With Me, which, again, we had a lot of flashbacks and flash-forwards. Does it still feel like limbo for you?
Yeah, I hate it. I do not like these flash-forwards. They need to get rid of them.
That's what I'm saying. I'm so confused. But I will say, the best part of this episode was watching Damon and Stefan, you know, team up to pretend that Oscar wasn't dead and they hung his body outside the window. I thought that was great.
Yeah, it reminded me of Weekend at Bernie's.
That's, oh my gosh, I was thinking the exact same thing. That was really funny, very campy. And I love that people walking by just thought it was just a, you know, a holiday or a Halloween decoration.
Yeah, like a Halloween prop.
Yeah. so good to know the people of, it's not Mystic Falls, but Whitmore College don't really care about the dead people.
Or they're wasted.
Oh, that too. And then, let's see, because this episode was basically find Oscar, bring him back to life.
With that pesky little,
that little
phoenix stone
romance.
That thing is gonna
necromancer.
Yeah,
the infinity stone. Whatever
trouble.
That thing again. I love how it took. It was like 18 episodes. What episode are we in right now? What is it? 7, 8?
I think this is the 4th.
Really? Man, this season feels like it's dragging. So whatever, it took them
well,
that long to
find it.
Well, especially
this episode, nothing really happened.
Yeah, and then it was like, okay, now we all of a sudden have this book of spells and we're actually going to try and bring this guy back because Damon needs Oscar back. That was just weird and just oddly placed.
Yeah, and Nora and Mary Louise were annoying.
Yeah, well, there's a little drama about somebody wanting to get saved and blah, blah, blah. I really don't care about them. Until you make
exactly.
them interesting, I'm not going to care about their storyline. So,
exactly.
Yeah, the only thing that really happened with that was, yeah, they were distracted, they killed people, and then siphoned Caroline's Vervain spell so that her and Stefan can touch each other again.
Yeah. You sound
another
so excited.
Doctor. they don't really get my heart beating like Stefan and Klaus, you know. It just the chemistry's not there for me. I feel like
Keisha,
Stefan
I don't think
more,
anyone.
What?
I don't think anyone gets you as excited as the idea of Stefan and Klaus.
They were so electric. Like, come on, when Klaus is like grinning in his ear and be the ripper, and it was so layered and beautiful. I need that magic back, but whatever, I'll deal. But we know that they don't stay together anyway, and then some new report comes out, and it says that something, I guess Caroline hooks up with somebody that put a anchor in their relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she has a new lover. But again, like, they don't want to tell us who it is. And
or maybe
I don't
it's Valerie. Maybe it's Valerie.
I hope Caroline just decides to have a relationship with herself. How about that? Love yourself, girl. You don't need all this nonsense. Just go travel, drink, eat food from all over the world, enjoy your life. Get your life.
You tell her.
Exactly. And then, okay, so the Infinity Stone works thing, they resurrected Oscar. Yay! I'm glad he's back. I think he's the only heretic I really like.
Yeah, but he's going crazy. He was cool
Whatever.
Before he died.
He's a ripper. He's like Stefan. He's a mini Stefan, but like smokes more
weed.
He's cute.
Yeah, I think he's beyond ripper, though. He killed that whole bus full of people.
Well, here's the thing. When you're
she likes Oscars, so she's making excuses.
Listen, it's been a minute. I mean, you don't know the effects of that thing. It's like they did something with his body, so it's making him weird. And, you know, when you're off of, you know, actual blood for a while and then you get it, it's like, oh, my gosh, let me go crazy. It's like you can't have one Pringle. You have to have the whole thing. So, obviously,
yeah.
He's going to go a little crazy. But also...
And he almost killed Lily.
Yes, and maybe he just needs more weed. He probably needs some marijuana.
He
and
just needs
cool.
to chill. Yeah.
Yes. And I feel like Stefan would be a million times happier if he smoked weed. I'm not advocating it for the children. I'm just saying Stefan's a grown man who needs to chill, and maybe marijuana will help him with that. Think about
maybe.
It, Stefan. yeah, that's pretty much the exciting things that happened in the episode. Did anything exciting happen for you?
No, I was actually a little bit bored with this episode, but I think it's setting us up for whatever craziness is going to come in this season. So I don't know, I was a little bored with this one.
Yeah, it's a filler
but,
episode, obviously.
I'm curious to see, now that Damon had Tyler take Elena's body, I'm curious to see what he's going to do now that he's not, like, trying to make, like Stefan said, he makes all his bad decisions about Elena.
Whoa,
I'm curious
wait,
to see
what
Damon's going to
do
now.
What do you mean, what do you think he's going to do with her body? What do you think that Tyler's going to do with her body?
No, that's not what I'm saying. No, I'm saying I want to see what Damon is going to do now that he's not making all his decisions about her. I don't care what they do with her body. I don't really care.
I don't know. It sounded kind of wrong there. And you were like, I don't know what he's going to do with her body. I don't know what that is implying.
No,
but.
You know, I'm thinking that, you know, in the premiere when Stefan was running and he was at that, like, warehouse or whatever, and there were two coffins and one had Damon's body in it. That's probably where they put Elena's, right? I'm thinking the other one is Elena.
Yeah, and he's, like, desecrating, whatever they call that term. He's just chilling out waiting for her, which, whatever, what a sad, sad, lonely existence that you can't exist outside your life. That's not a healthy relationship, FYI. So, good luck to you guys in the future. And what
do you have
really
any theories on who Alaric's twin baby mama is?
Isn't it Joanne or Joe?
I don't know.
Pregnant with twins, the Gemini twins. And they
I thought that because I'm like, well, if they brought her back with the Phoenix Stone, what if they didn't take out the bodies? Which is weird. Ew, it's gross.
Yeah, so they're probably going to resurrect her and the babies, which is, okay, interesting. I still don't care I don't care about this.
No, I don't care about it either. I think it's weird because it's like, okay, if it's not Joe, like if they find a reason for it not to be Joe and his twins, in what time, like now he's so stuck on bringing her back. So in what time is he going to meet someone and have, you know what I mean? So it's like, to me, it has to be her and it has to have something to do with the Phoenix Stone. I don't know. That shit is weird.
Yeah.
They need to let go of these flash forwards.
Yeah. Yeah, and maybe explain a few things that are happening now. Like, why the hell Enzo is all up on Lily now? Like, what's up with that? He was teaching Caroline for a minute. And I don't get that. And they're, like, trying to set up some love triangle between the most interesting characters on the show, Lily, Julian, and Enzo. Oh, my gosh. I'm so enthralled with this.
Yeah, I don't know. That whole storyline is, I don't know. That's just weird. That kind of came out of left field for me.
It came out of space. I don't understand where they brought that. So, yeah, good luck with that. The real love triangle right now is me, the show, and interest. I mean, I love it, and I still watch it, but I'm like, it's like, you're trying to dig through. It's like a someone mining for diamonds. Like, you know it's there. It's beneath all that soil, but you have to dig through a bunch of crap to get to the good stuff. So right now I'm feeling like I'm knee-deep in soil, and I want to get to the good stuff. Well, can we do that?
Yeah, I mean, last season, like, they introduced Kai pretty early on, and we would do the recaps and call him Creepy Kai, but, you know, he was there kind of from the beginning. Right now, it's like there's not anything. They're not giving us anything.
Exactly.
The first few episodes
too mysterious.
Have been the same thing over and over and over.
Yes. We're in Groundhog's Day.
Yes.
So, yes. Can we get out of this? Can we break this cycle? Can we, like, start fresh and like, move the plot forward and...
Exactly.
I don't know, something. So, those are my thoughts. Do you have anything else to contribute?
Honestly, not really.
Well,
I'm just hoping something good is going to happen because, you know, this is... I feel like we're having the same recap every week. It's like, okay, the heretics are annoying. They're, you know... I don't know. They're two-faced. Enzo's trying to get with Lily, which is weird. Caroline and Stefan have their little drama shit going on. Damon is still hooked on Elena. These flash forwards suck. It's the same conversation. Somebody
exactly.
Bring something exciting.
Please make this Julian cool, as the cast supposedly says. You know, please.
Well,
I
don't think Julian's going to be cool, but...
I mean, give us some breadcrumbs. Give us something. Get us just to get a breadcrumb in here. Like, let's go.
How about you just bring Kai back? We'll be good.
Yes, there we go. I'm going to end the show
on
that thought. Bring Kai back. With or without a head, I'm cool. He could, like, be like the Headless Horseman, except he talks and, like, his head talks. You know, kind of thing?
No,
I mean, that's
but I
cool.
still want I want Chris Wood's head on his body.
Okay, we'll work with that. In the meantime, if you want to check out the previous recaps where we pretty much say the same thing, you can head over to theviero.com on Facebook at Variety Radio Line and on Twitter at @TheVRO. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.